Hey, hey everyone! It is my little globe time! Today, it is finally time for a cruise ship episode. I thought I would share maybe fun stories and things that not everyone might know about cruise ships in general, in order to give you an insight on life in that bubble that's a ship. Now, first of all, I only worked on one ship so far, and it was a small ship. We had capacity for 830 passengers, and there was 340 crew members. So the ship was rather small if you compared it to ships of other companies that were much bigger, even if the numbers sound quite big. And of course, the ship was totally big enough in my eyes. But if you looked at the ship where I worked next to other ships in a port, you'd see what I mean if I say that it was a very, very tiny ship, actually. We always joked about our ship looking like a lifeboat next to other huge cruise ships. Now, as I mentioned, living on a cruise ship is like living in a little bubble. It has some things in common with living in a very, very, very small town, I think, because of course, rumors spread very fast and people talk a lot about each other behind their backs, maybe. And of course, stories are always very welcome. Now, we were warned about this long before we got on board, so we were kind of prepared for all the gossip that would be going on. And everyone told us that you couldn't hold a secret on a ship. As most of the crew members are male, and most of them are non-Europeans, so we had a lot of Filipinos on board, and Indonesians, we had a few people from Latin America, and Indians, and Russians, and from all over Europe, of course, too. But yeah, the bigger part of our crew members were from outside of Europe. So as we were four European girls, and there were not many girls on the ship, everyone knew, I guess they already knew the day we arrived, that we were there, that we had arrived. Now, all of us four girls had a phone on their cabin. So we had a telephone there from which you could call any cabin of the ship, and with a special telephone card you could also call your loved ones at home, for example. But in the first place, of course, the phones were used to call, to make calls within the ship, and my colleagues and me, we called each other every once in a while to check on rehearsal dates or when we would go for dinner, stuff like that. So these phones were very, very useful, of course, because the internet on board was just too expensive. So basically we went back to how people lived before mobile phones were invented, and we only had our phones on the cabin, or you could just go directly to the cabin to find someone, but you didn't really have any other way to contact each other. Now, in our case, if someone wasn't home, I'll say home when I mean their cabin, you couldn't reach them by phone, and this is why we started writing messages down on little pieces of paper, and to slide those pieces of paper under each other's doors in order to make the other person see the note as soon as they arrived to their cabin, because it was basically the fastest way to get to give information to somebody who wasn't home in that moment. Because even if the ship was small, if you're looking for somebody on the ship, it can literally take you ages. Because the tricky thing is that there's many staircases. So if you go upstairs on one end of the ship, the other person might just have gone downstairs at the other end, and you might have just missed that person. So the best way to inform each other of a certain meeting or deadline or whatever it was certainly by sliding those tiny pieces of paper underneath the doors of the cabins. My birthday was just 1.5 weeks after our embarkation date. Now, I had left home in March for the rehearsal period, and we went to the ship directly from the rehearsals, so I hadn't been home in 2 months. So in March, my mom and my sister gave me my birthday presents and letters for my birthday for me in order to have them in May on the day of my birthday, which was very cute, of course. And I was very much looking forward to opening those gifts. So I was sitting in my cabin, opening the presents and reading through the letters, and I already had tears in my eyes when suddenly my phone rang. So I picked up the phone, and the person at the other end started talking in Spanish. So I was very confused, because I had talked Spanish on board very few times, and I didn't talk to any of them about the number of my cabin or, yeah, basically any details about myself. But the guy on the other side just kept talking, and I didn't dare to ask who he was because I was so embarrassed. I thought I should know. But anyway, after about 3 or 5 minutes of talking, where he wished me a happy birthday and I was like, oh, that's so nice, he asked me if I knew who he was. And I was like, no. And he went, so when were you planning on asking? And I was like, I don't know. I guess I missed the point where I should have asked. And it turned out that he was an officer that I had talked with, I think, 2 nights before at the crew bar. But I only had talked with him about for 10 minutes or something. And still, he called me on my birthday in my cabin, and I was really wondering how he knew all of the facts about me. So I asked him, I said, how come you know about my birthday and about my cabin number? And the response I got was, well, it's because I'm an officer. So basically, that was the moment when I realized, okay, anyone on board could access any information they want, at least if they had a stripe or two on their uniforms. They would probably succeed if they wanted to find out where any crew member was living. Later that day, I got another call of a guy talking in English who was so kind and introduced himself upon calling, who wished me a happy birthday too. And also there, I was kind of surprised that he knew the date. But of course, I was also very thankful and happy that people thought of me on that special day. And then in our lunch break, we went to the buffet, my colleagues and me, and all of a sudden, my colleagues came up with a cake, with a birthday cake, with my name written on it, that they had organized by going to the chef cook and asking him if he could or if they could prepare a cake for me, which was very, very, very nice. And it made my day very beautiful. And my colleagues also prepared presents for me in the dressing room. So I had a fantastic day. And well, now I'm brabbling randomly about my birthday. However, another story about everyone knowing where everyone lives is the following. I spent an evening in the crew bar and a new guy came up who had just recently embarked. And he was from Honduras and I was very, very happy to speak Spanish because I love speaking Spanish and I didn't have a lot of opportunities to do so. So we talked for about, maybe it was 15 minutes. We just had small talk. I asked him where he was from and how long he would stay on board. So just the basic questions that you really ask on a ship. And of course, we introduced ourselves. So I told him my name, but that's it. And then after a few minutes, I decided to go to bed. So I said goodbye and goodnight, and I went to my cabin where I, of course, brushed my teeth and changed my clothes. And then all of a sudden, someone knocks on my cabin door. So, of course, I opened the door and this guy was standing there, the guy that I had just talked with. And I was super angry that moment because I really felt like this was a lack of respect because I hadn't told him my cabin number, and just to turn up in the middle of the night, it must have been past midnight. It upset me in a way, and I didn't really want to talk to him at all. And he said, well, no, I have just one little question. And I said, yeah, well, go ahead. And he said, well, what's your name again? And that was the moment when I was like furious because I thought, what, you know my cabin number, but you don't know my name? What kind of weird excuse is that? Did you expect me to let you in, or what was that? So I told him never to do that again. Please, never to turn up in the middle of the night at my cabin without me inviting him. Because, of course, for close friends of mine on board, like my colleagues or any other people that I was close with and that I really knew, my door was always open, like always, and everyone knew that they could come over. But in that particular case, I just felt, I don't know, I felt annoyed by the simple fact that people would just take, they would just take the freedom to go to a random cabin and to knock in the middle of the night. Another funny story regarding that phone that we had on our cabins. My colleagues all had a phone that was standing on a table or next to the television or something like that. Well, I had a phone that was fixed on the wall. The problem was whenever there was movement at sea, the phone, so I mean the part that you pick up, the part that's hanging on that cable, just fell off. So in the middle of the night or whatever, it would fall off. And if it just fell off, it wouldn't have bothered me at all. But the problem was it started beeping. It always started beeping like super loud. So many, many times at night, I had to just wake up and sit up and put that phone back on the wall. And then it was very hard to, I don't know, to put it back, because if the ship was tilted, then the phone wouldn't stay at the wall. So I remember that once I taped the phone, sometimes I switched it off, but I knew that I couldn't really switch it off because it was essential that our supervisor, our boss, so anyone who needed anything could reach me. So anyhow, that phone was on one hand side a very, very great thing, and I had very nice calls and I received very nice surprise calls from people. But on the other hand side, it was just something that got on my nerves. Now, of course, one part of working on a cruise ship is the guest contact. We had quite much guest contact because we were free to go to the passengers buffet and to other facilities that are usually only used by passengers. But we had that special privilege of being allowed to go to the passengers' areas like the gym or the pool or the restaurant. Now, this, of course, is a company policy that would allow us to make a bit more public relations than if we just had our shows. Now, our guests were elderly people, and many of them had already gone on various cruises in their lives. And many of them, of course, were very, very nice. But there were also very strange situations that happened to us. In general, it was very common that people would tell my colleagues and me not to eat so much. So whenever I was standing at the buffet with my empty plate and I was about to take food, people would just give me advice not to eat so much in order not to get fat. Now, I find this very rude. I think it is just something that nobody should do. And I felt like it was none of their business, and I was working, so I did dance and I did sports, and I felt like, you know, there's enough food for everyone. But sometimes I thought maybe they're afraid that there won't be anything left for them. However, it was something that we had to get used to, because of course, at first you feel super offended. The first time that this happens, it makes you insecure. You're like, what? Why? Am I fat already? Why would they tell me that? But then we figured out that it was just a general thing that our passengers would do or say. But still, I found it very rude, and you never know about the people. Like, you never know if you hurt someone's feeling or if people already have an eating issue, maybe, which is very common in my job and in my career. So you could do harm by telling people not to eat as much. However, once I went ashore, it was in Belgium, and I bought myself these round waffle cookies. I don't know what they're really called, but they're like waffles with honey. So I bought myself those, and I was eating one of those cookies when suddenly two passengers crossed my way, and the woman looked at me and she was like, but we're almost at dinner time. And I said, yeah, but, well, I was feeling like eating that cookie. And she was like, but are you even allowed to eat something like that? And her husband turned to her and said, well, you also ate a waffle just a while ago. She was like, yeah, but I'm not a dancer. And I felt like, well, may I please eat my cookie in peace? I'm not even on the ship, and people would still bother what I eat. Like, they would still, I don't know, look at me and check my nutrition. One other favorite story happened the night before my birthday. I went outside because I passed the Lido deck to get to the crew bar, and there was a passenger still standing around in the dark, and he asked me if I was going to party or celebrate. And I said, well, tomorrow is my birthday, so I'll probably have a small celebration happening. And he was like, oh, well, I guess you'll turn like 35, right? And I looked at him and I was like, no, I will turn 23 tomorrow. And he looked at me and he said, that can't be. I mean, that's not possible. I said, yeah, well, I'll be 23. He said, no, I read your CV and this doesn't fit. Like, you can't be only 23 years old. I didn't know what to answer to this person because he basically caught me by surprise. I wasn't prepared to have a conversation about my age and to have someone in front of me who wouldn't believe me if I tell him that I would turn 23. But of course, there were many, many nice passengers too, who I really liked and who I liked talking to as well. So we had also great times with passengers, obviously. And a very funny thing at first was the fact that whenever we had a show and we would go to a bar afterwards, when we entered the bar, people would applaud. So they were sitting in the bar and we just got changed and they would give us a round of applause. And strangely enough, this also happened sometimes at dinner, for example, when we came into the restaurant and we hadn't done any show before. We were just, you know, we went for dinner, just as everyone does. We entered the dining room and everyone started to applaud. It was very strange at the beginning, but of course it was a very nice gesture and we felt kind of like little stars. And somehow we got used to it and we really enjoyed it. But at the same time, it was very strange too, because we were treated like very small celebrities in this little bubble that's the cruise ship life. Well, I'll wrap it up here for today. Thank you so much for listening, for tuning in, for taking the time to listen to my stories. And I hope you have a wonderful day or night ahead. And come find me on Instagram. It's mylittleglobe_podcast. Goodbye.